There was a time when we didn't have 24/7 news coverage on the television before we turned to the internet even to get our latest updates. But we can thank 24-hour news. We can thank Ted Turner for that. He launched the first 24-hour cable news source 30 years ago today on June 1st, 1980. Here's the sound of the very first day of broadcasting at the cable news network, better known as CNN.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news.
And that probably brings back some memories for our next guest, Daniel Shore. He was working at CNN during the launch and helped break some big stories for the network. Daniel Shore, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So explain to me, when this network was launched, the idea behind the 24-hour news network, what did they think was going to be the best part of that, the biggest benefit from being on 24 hours?
Well, it was launched in 1979, basically. That was a year before it actually went on the air. And it started with Ted Turner, as far as I remember, calling and saying, would you please come to Las Vegas where I'm meeting here with the cable industry because I'm going to start a cable news network and I want you to join me in doing it. I didn't know what he was talking about because in those days I didn't even know what cable was. But the offer was good and I flew to Las Vegas and he explained to me what he was trying to do. And he made a lot of sense when he did it, because what he said was, what you have to bear in mind is that newspapers are a dying part of our culture. And so people more and more will get their news electronically. And we will have 24 hours a day of news. Well, I wasn't sure I was convinced, but the offer was good, and I took it, and so I was his first editorial employee.
Wow.
Explain to me how that ended up working when you were covering a story that, you know, in previous years, maybe you would have researched this and gotten your sources and written it, and bam, it was in the newspaper or on the radio for some reporters. And that was it. That was your news story for that day. When you ended up having to be on a 24-hour network where they were constantly updating it, what did that change about your job as a reporter?
Well, it turned me partly from reporter into commentator. That was how I began to make that shift in which we weren't just doing news because the camera could do the news. That's what we began to discover. People didn't want me to tell them what would happen. Show me what happened.
That issue of a reporter becoming a commentator, do you think that that has kind of led us to the networks like Fox and NBC where they've got hosts who have a very particular political viewpoint?
Yes, I think you have a point there. The fact of the matter is we have so many ways of getting information today, especially now with the internet, that what people want more than they want news, which they can find elsewhere, or facts which they can dig up for themselves, they want to know what it all means. And more as time went on at CNN, and especially now that I'm at NPR, more and more you found, okay, we know the news. I got it out here on the internet. So, well, what does it mean? And that's become the big question in journalism today. If you can't tell people what things mean, you're not in this business.
There is one other challenge that comes when you have 24 hours of news to fill, and this tape here kind of demonstrates it.
Some shocking new developments in the sad story of Britney Spears.
A six-year-old boy is inside an experimental aircraft floating within the sky.
The inside story of why Rihanna decided to get a gun tattooed on her.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
This
is, is this still CNN?
So at the same time that we have this venerable news network with outstanding reporters doing incredible stories about international stories, because there's 24 hours, they end up doing stories that may not have been considered news when CNN was launched.
You're right. And there are a number of stories over the years where I said, gee, I wish I didn't have to do that day. I should have done it next day when I could find out something about it. I must tell you that you are right. And the pressure is there because you have that time that has to be filled at CNN.
Dan, how long have you been in this business?
Let's see now. I'm 93 years old and I've been in this business since I was 23. 60 years?
Wow.
Have you ever been asked about Britney Spears ever before in your career?
No. And I must admit to you, I'm not fully alive to what the issues are there.
So I don't think you're alone, Dan.
I don't think
you're alone.
I think you're joined by much of America. You know, looking back over the 30 years of CNN, what did this network give us, do you think? What was the best thing we took from Ted Turner's CNN, the network that he called the world's most important network?
Well, it's most important to him, and it is a very important network. And I think that what you've gotten from it is a sense of being up close to what's happening around the world. You don't sort of wait until 6:30, 6:45 to hear one of the networks. It's there almost all the time. I remember Dan Rather, when he was at CBS, telling me that he had CNN on all night because as long as there was nothing happening, he didn't have to worry. But if there's something went on, he would be alerted by it. People began to find that CNN was really a part of their lives, keeping them abreast of important things that they might have to know.
It's kind of a sad thing that at this moment, when CNN is celebrating its 30th anniversary, that it's also going through a tough period of time. Campbell Brown has resigned, saying that her viewership has dropped below 500,000, and the CNN executives are kind of struggling to find their place and find their voice. And I'm wondering, you know, after hearing Ted Turner talking about how newspapers are obsolete, has the internet made a network like CNN obsolete?
You're right. People don't have to go to television sets to find out news. There's so many other ways of getting news. And that, I think, is what is going to make it hard for CNN, as well as the others.
Thanks so much, Daniel Schorr, senior news analyst for NPR News. Schorr worked as a reporter at CNN when it launched 30 years ago today. And the anniversary makes us ask you, how do you consume news today? When news breaks, do you turn on CNN to get the latest information? Maybe you turn on your radio, or you head over to the internet, or check the Twitter feed on your iPhone. Let us know how you get your news at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
I want to thank Dan Schorr personally for that image of Dan Rather staying up all night listening to nothing on CNN there. Drink a glass of milk, you know. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway. We'll be right back.